Thank you for downloading the Culture Club podcast. My guest this afternoon was the film composer Patrick Doyle. I'm Charlotte Green, and the film composer Patrick Doyle joins me now in the Culture Club on Classic FM. Patrick, we're on Skype, and thank you so much for interrupting your holiday in France to talk to me.
Well, it's a real pleasure, any time, so thank you very much, it's a great honour.
And what's it like out there at the moment? Presumably very warm and beautiful sunshine.
Well, it has been phenomenal, and I have no complaints whatsoever. I've been here for 2 weeks, and it's been marvellous every day, so I'm a very lucky man.
Now, Patrick, you've got a new album out this weekend, Solo Piano. I wonder if you could tell me about the ideas behind the album.
Well, I've been working on it in between other projects over the past 3 years, and I've often worked at the piano before I present thematic material for films, and I thought it would be a good idea to go through, to go back to where a lot of the ideas came from and create an album and piano transcriptions of major thematic material from the various films I've done over the past 25 years.
And that must have revived some wonderful memories for you of the films that you've worked on over that time.
Well, yes, they are. They're tremendous memory joggers, these tracks. People often say to me, do you keep a diary? I say, well, I don't really have to, because like everyone who remembers being, you know, a student at college or whatever, or the first time they heard a piece of music, or classical music or pop music, it brings back, it's a very evocative thing and brings back the memory very clearly. And that's what these tracks do. I could tell a story about every one of them, really.
Now, the tracks are not in any chronological order, are they? Was that deliberate?
Well, I left it to Robert Townsend, who's a terrific producer, to choose the tracks in his preference, really, because you know, as your memories come in and out of your head, various things are not in any particular chronological order. So I felt that'd be quite nice, rather than slavishly put them in the order at which they came. I just thought, no, leave it to you, Robert. You decide, and you can be my random memory.
Well, Patrick, I've chosen two of the tracks from the new album to play this afternoon. The first is a particular favourite here on Classic FM, my father's favourite from the film Sense and Sensibility. Can you tell me a bit about the process of scoring that film and your memories of working on it?
Well, I have very, very fond and clear memories of it, very vivid memories, working with my great friend Emma Thompson, who I've known forever, really, for over 30 years. And when I was sent the script, I knew it was gold dust. This was beautiful, beautifully written. And what is on the screen is what Emma conceived in that adaptation. And Ang Lee did a fantastic job. And it was so evocative and so inspiring. And this particular piece was a wonderful opportunity to, you know, for my homage to Beethoven and Mozart, composers from that period in time. And so I worked quite hard to pay homage to the style of the period in the picture. And it's become a very popular piece, which I'm thrilled about, and I'm very, very delighted that Classic FM featured it a lot. I'm very grateful. So it had to be on the album.
Well, let's hear my father's favourite from Sense and Sensibility now. My father's favourite from the film Sense and Sensibility, in a new arrangement by the composer Patrick Doyle, who is also playing the piano and who joins me now from France on Classic FM. Patrick, I interviewed Kenneth Branagh earlier in the year about Cinderella, and he spoke very warmly about you. I wondered, what's the secret of your successful working partnership with him?
Well, there are people in your life that you just have an instant connection with, and that was the case when I met Kenneth Branagh many, many years ago, way back in, I think it was 1988, I first met Ken. And, you know, we're both Celtic background and we both share a very strong sense of humour and great fun. And I really have over the years discovered that I really can read his mind and vice versa. It's cut to the chase time because you save an awful lot of time when you're ahead of someone's thoughts. As soon as he starts to talk fervently about a subject, whatever it is, I just jump aboard immediately. I can understand the way he thinks, and that's a great asset for a director. But I think what is central to the connection is a great sense of humour. I say this a lot because it's vital. I have a good laugh, as they say in Scotland, and he's one of the funniest people I've ever met. So we have a good time, and that's priority.
You've also worked with a tremendous roll call of 20th century and 21st century directors. I mean, people like Ang Lee, Mike Newell, Robert Altman. Do they each have a very idiosyncratic way of working? Are you able to collaborate with them well?
Oh, yes. And I think I have the good fortune of being a bit of a chameleon, and I like people and I like to connect with people. So the essential thing is to listen very carefully and try to pick up all the signals of people's artistic taste, their taste in music, their taste in art, and just a general disposition. And I think if you are conscious and aware and your antennae is receptive to these things, you're halfway there, because it really is about communication and about understanding and listening closely to their ideas. Yes, but they're all very, very different, very different. Robert Altman is very laconic and very slow. He was very laconic, very slow. He was very funny, and he would always tell you anecdotes. He loved telling stories, which I loved listening to. And he's very quiet, very taciturn, and you have to be very patient because you get your answer very slowly and through time. But really, the kind of intensity that he brings to the table is there, you know, under the surface of all these great performances and his films, especially Sense and Sensibility.
Patrick, I've chosen a second selection from your new album. It's the theme from Gosford Park, a film that I really loved. It had a great cast as well. What was it like working on that?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I was just talking about it last night, Charlotte. Well, Robert came in one morning and lay down on, I have a little black sofa, and I sat in front of the sofa and I began to play at the keyboard. And he lay down, you know, he said, I was up late last night again, Patrick, so I'm just going to lie here again. Well, she's long. So he lay down as I had to play, and I heard this gentle snoring behind me. He fell fast asleep. So I left him for 10 minutes until he stirred.
You've got some great anecdotes there. You really have.
Well, I can assure you that's the truth. That's the absolute truth. And I'm very fortunate that that film really does bring back some fantastic memories.
Wonderful. And let's hear Gosford Park now. Music from Gosford Park, composed and performed by my guest on Classic FM this afternoon, Patrick Doyle. Patrick, what advice would you have for a young film composer who is starting his or her career now?
Well, to obviously watch as many great films as possible and to try and study all aspects of filmmaking, not just what the score does. It's why the score does what it does is important. And to attend as much theatre, opera, and do as much listening as possible, really to soak in as much information in all the arts before you embark on a career. It's not the case every time, but it's advisable to try and get a good, solid classical training, which I've had, in order to be able to keep doing it when you're my age. I'm over 60, so fortunately I'm still gainfully employed, but that's really, it's about surviving.
And who inspired you when you were first starting out?
Well, I'm a great fan of theatre and opera, and I was very inspired by the work that took place at the Glasgow Citizens Theatre I was very inspired when I saw students in various plays at the Old Athenaeum, which was the theatre in the Royal Scottish Academy of Music that I went to for 4 years. And of course, a huge fan of the works of William Shakespeare. And I've always been a film fan, but and also a very strong opera fan. I was brought up in a house where we listened to great singers, Emilia Galacurcia, coloratura soprano, way back at the turn of the century, Caruso and Enzio Pinza. So these are singers my father would listen to, and my taste in music is very Catholic, and I was wide open to all the arts, and I think that's essential in order to bring all these experiences to a film school.
Patrick, this has been really enjoyable. Thank you so much for giving up part of your holiday to talk to me. It's been fantastic.
No, it's very kind of you, and I really appreciate it. It's been a great pleasure. Again, Charles, thank you very much.
And can I just congratulate you? I know you're going to be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award later this year in Ghent. Many congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. It's always very much appreciated getting these gonged, and it's never taken for granted. So thank you very much.
And the new album, Solo Piano, will be Classic FM's Album of the Week a week tomorrow, when John Suchet will be playing pieces from it every morning at around 10:15, and that is definitely not to be missed. So do make an appointment with your radio and with John Suchet. And I hope you'll join me in the Culture Club this coming Sunday from 3 on Classic FM, when I'll be taking a look back at the Bristol Proms.